Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Sold themselves out, former STC artistic director speaks out. The former artistic director of Sudbury Theatre Centre is speaking out following confirmation this week of what STC's board calls a new partnership with Yes Theatre, and what concerned supporters of the theatre are calling a merger or takeover. The STC board has basically sold themselves out to Yes Theatre, said John McHenry. Yes Theatre has money. STC has a building. And, you know, they're going to see if they can make that work. Yes Theatre staffers are now also assigned to STC. The Theatre Centre's board announced this week, and the organizations will program a 2022-23 season that fulfills both STC and Yes Theatre mandates, said the May 12 statement from STC's board. In early March, McHenry suddenly left the theatre company, cryptically announcing his departure by tweeting just three words, exit stage left. McHenry said STC's board had a meeting on February 23, and afterward, he was informed via a Zoom call that they would not be renewing his contract, which was up in June. Knowing that STC's final show of the season, a one-woman show called This One, had been cancelled, McHenry said decided to finish work with the theatre company in March, shortly after the beginning of the run of the production of Ever Falling Flight. If there's nothing for me to do, why would I continue to go in? He said. I'm not just going to go in and make tea and sit around all day and drink tea. Read the full story here. The weekend was a scorcher, setting record highs. It has been a scorcher this weekend, with daily high temperatures peaking at just shy of 30°C. Greater Sudbury parks were active with people taking advantage of these warm temperatures, which meteorologist Henry Fung said broke known records. Friday's temperature peaked at either 29.6°C or 29.9°C depending on which local weather station is followed, while Saturday's temperature hit 29°C. The previous record for Sudbury on May 13, Friday, was 27.7°C in 1991, and Saturday's previous record, May 14, was 24.8°C in 1998. The Toronto-based Environment and Climate Change Canada meteorologist told Sudbury.com that seasonal fluctuations in temperature are par for the course at this time of year, although greater this year than any other time on record. At the time of this reporting on Sunday afternoon, the temperature was 26.8°C, which exceeded the previous record of 24.8°C recorded in 1998. Read the full story here. Candidates reminded of campaign sign ban on public land among the various political jabs targeting progressive conservative candidate Randy Hazlett during Thursday night's debate, the sharpest had to do with him allegedly breaking the rules. During the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce debate, NDP candidate France Gelinas accused her Nickel Belt opponent of breaking a municipal bylaw. Hazlett's team, she said, has planted hundreds of campaign signs on municipal land. You're not allowed to do this, she said, adding that people have been phoning the city's customer service line at 311 to complain. The New Blue Party of Ontario has also placed signs on municipal land, her office later clarified. We make laws, as an MPP, Gelinas told Sudbury.com after Thursday's debate. The least you can do is show respect to the existing laws. Ellipsis. Respect the laws that are there, because you're asking to be a legislator. A City of Greater Sudbury spokesperson clarified that they have received 17 complaints about election signs to date this season, and that signs are not permitted on municipal property. Read the full story here. Hundreds gather to release trout into Junction Creek. Hundreds of people gathered at the Twin Forks Playground to release 3,500 brook trout into Junction Creek as part of the annual Junction Creek Festival. Activities and information booths were scattered throughout the park, but the main attraction was the trout trucked in from the Harwood Fish Culture Station in Baltimore, ONT. Ministry of Natural Resource and Forestry Hatchery staff member Brad Kegeyes netted small trout into buckets of water for families to personally deposit into Junction Creek. The important thing is that everyone does this, it's not just us doing the work, Junction Creek Stewardship Committee board member and volunteer Franco Mariotti said between greeting families at the creek. It's all Sudburians doing it, so they're empowered to take ownership. Dropping trout off at their new home in Junction Creek is a memory children will carry with them for many years to come, he said, adding that in the future, if one of their friends moves to drop a soda can or chip bag in the creek, they might stop them. Read the full story here. Dowling murder suspect arrested. A man has been arrested for the suspected murder of 72-year-old Gabriel Paul Richards of Dowling. The accused was arrested by Greater Sudbury Police Service members earlier today and is scheduled to attend a bail hearing tomorrow, according to a media release. Police are not releasing the identity of the accused because the information laid before the courts has yet to be sworn to. The suspected murder is being investigated as an isolated incident, with the suspect and victim known to each other. Police report no general concern for public safety. Anyone with information related to this case is encouraged to call the Criminal Investigations Division at 705-675-9171 or Sudbury Rainbow Crime Stoppers at 705-222-TIPS, 8477, toll-free at 1-800-222-8477 or sudburycrimestoppers.com. Police were dispatched to a Sturgeon Street residence in Dowling at approximately 10:55 a.m. on Wednesday in response to a call about a man who was unconscious. The man, now identified as Richards, was pronounced deceased at the scene. In an earlier media release, police noted that, based on the evidence collected at the crime scene and the blunt force injuries discovered by the postmortem conducted through the coroner's office, the incident was being investigated as a homicide. Detectives canvassed the area for information and video surveillance footage. Weather conditions cooling off today following the weekend's record-setting temperatures for that time of year. Conditions are expected to cool off today with a high of 20°C. A mix of sun and cloud are forecast to fill out the day, with the wind becoming south 20 km per hour in the afternoon. The evening will see temperatures drop to 8°C alongside a 40% chance of showers late in the evening and overnight.